Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Talking about these Illinois State Police cameras. Before the show started, I had a chance to talk with Major Matt Gaynor about these cameras being installed on the expressways.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I think a lot of people say cameras, yeah, on the expressways makes sense. I know it's a lot easier said than done. So you guys have already started that process. There's already some existing cameras. Walk us through what the plan is here.
So the plan is throughout the next 12 months, through the grant provided by the Illinois Department of Transportation, worth $12.5 million, the state police have procured a contract with a vendor who has begun installing automated license plate readers. Installations have started on I-94 on the Dan Ryan, and by the end of the 12 months, we'll have cameras hung on all the Cook County area expressways.
So when you say that they're license plate readers, are these cameras like we would think of any old camera? They're just super high definition and you can zoom in. Are they tracking every single license plate that goes on the Dan Ryan and logging that for investigatory purposes later? Walk us through that.
So it's designed to assist both our Division of Patrol and our Division of Criminal Investigations. So the cameras are exactly what you just mentioned. They're high definition cameras that are capable of capturing license plate images up to 150 miles an hour.
Wow.
So we are strategically locating them throughout the expressway system based on entrance and exit ramps, and they will provide real-time alerts to our Division of Patrol for vehicles that are wanted for, they could be stolen vehicles, the owners of the cars, could be wanted for crimes from anything from failure to appear to court all the way up to homicide. Carjacked vehicles, missing persons, amber alerts, silver alerts, things of that nature. And then they will also provide some historical data for our investigators who are following up on the violent crimes that occur on the interstates.
So just to make sure I got that right, so like if there's an amber alert out for someone, I know that we always see the license plate on our text messages. You're saying that if this camera, you know, pings and gets this license plate entering the Dan Ryan, it'll immediately alert people in real time of its entrance on the expressway?
Correct. It'll notify our Division of Patrol as well as our dispatchers at our telecommunications centers of the exact location of the vehicle. Just as an example, I-94, you know, northbound at 87th Street, lane number 2. And then our assets can respond in real time to locate the missing person.
Okay, so these aren't cameras necessarily that show a wide view where you would capture the shooting and be able to present that in court as like, oh, here we see the vehicle going over here. Oh, and here we see the shots being fired. It's more the data collection of the license plates where they're going.
Correct.
Okay. What did you say to some people that worry? I mean, I know a lot of people, look, this is a double-edged sword. People are like, we want our expressway safe, but then some people are so concerned about the, the extra reading of license plates, the tracking of people. This is only for violent crimes or violent criminals?
This is, it's outlined in the Tamara Clayton Act. The data can be used for shooting investigations, violent crimes, and roadway hazards. The cameras are not designed to capture speeds. They're not designed to help the state police write tickets. There's zero intent for any of that to happen, and the technology does not support that sort of enforcement.
We have been talking about shootings on Illinois expressways, specifically the Chicagoland area now for, it seems like, a couple years. Is it just that we're talking about it more, or is there hard evidence to show that shootings on our area expressways have skyrocketed over the past couple of years?
I mean, the numbers have absolutely show that the occurrences are increasing over the last few years, and we are at a high water mark this year. We've already surpassed the numbers for last year, so our hope and our intention is that the license plate reader program is going to deter shootings on the expressway as they help us solve them and charge people and hold them accountable.
Okay, so you got on the Dan Ryan now. What are the other expressways we expect to see these on and as the grant continues to, the money comes in, the money gets spent? What are we looking at here as a timeline moving forward?
In the next 12 months, we'll have cameras installed on the Dan Ryan, the Bishop Ford, I-57, the Stevenson 290, and the Kennedy. All Cook County area expressways will be covered.
All right, Matthew Gaynor, Major Gaynor from the Illinois State Police, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me.